We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here right about 9:56. General Perry Wiggins joining us from the Governor's Military Executive Council. He's our Governor's Military Council Executive Director, I should say. We just have a couple minutes left here. Just wanted to kind of get your thoughts, General Wiggins, on what you're thankful for here during the holidays.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for being home for the holidays, and I'm also thankful. I have two children that are in the military, and one of them was in Germany and just returned to Fort Bliss, Texas. So although he's many miles away still, he's at least back in the States. So I'm thankful to have the family back on the same continent, and I'm thankful that we serve, like I said, and live in the greatest nation on this planet. So, and I just wish everybody out there, as far as this virus is concerned, stay safe and is able to enjoy at least some semblance of the holidays. And that's important, and that's difficult for a lot of folks out there. So I ask people, you know, to please keep our military in your thoughts and prayers as they go through the holiday season, and some of them separated from loved ones.
Yeah, and obviously there's probably going to be a lot more Zoom calls here this year with family members, especially those who have military families. I'm curious, is there anything the public can do? Can they still send care packages to soldiers here, even amid the virus?
Absolutely. And I think, there's a lot of organizations out there through this holiday season that are requesting donations in the forms of toys and things. So I would recommend that if they want to do something for the soldiers, is reach out to some of those veteran support organizations and organizations that are working hard to do special things for our military members here in the local community. That would be probably where I would start.
Okay. You mentioned that the tree lighting, that's going to be a virtual event here tomorrow. I think we just got a release on that a little bit ago from Fort Riley. That's good to see that's, as you mentioned, providing at least some sense of normalcy here during the holiday season. That's a fun tradition there at Fort Riley.
It is, and they do it out in front of the garrison headquarters. A lot of times it's really cold, and they provided blankets in the past and hot chocolate. This year, a number of people are going to be able to sit at home and watch it on their computer and stay equally warm and hopefully provide their own hot chocolate. But I'm glad to see that they're doing it and trying to maintain some semblance of tradition out there at Fort Riley. And it's difficult, and it is a challenge.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Well, it's we're about done here with our time, but yep. I want to wish you a happy holiday season. General Wiggins, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Brandon. I wish you and your viewer audience a Happy New Year and Happy Holidays.
All right. Sure appreciate that. And we'll talk again to you next month.
Thanks, Brandon. You take care.
All right. That's General Wiggins joining us here on the show. Thank you to him, and thank you to our guest from NBAF this morning, Heather Knox, Support Services Supervisor, Dr. Ken Burton, and Katie Pulaski also joining us this morning. Got a good program lined up for you tomorrow. I say that every day, but it is a good one for sure. We'll have Karen Hibbard from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We've got Gary Fike, K-State Research and Extension. Plus, I also had a chance to interview the Acting Labor Secretary, Ryan Wright, yesterday, and we'll play back that interview coming up tomorrow. A lot of good information about unemployment benefits.
It's now 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN.